The Gemara brings down in the middle of the Daf of that he etzad dechav b'shua b'dina de Rava. There's a woman who became mechuyev b'shua by the bezin of Rava, and Basav Chista, who is his wife, told him yadana be dechashuda shvua. I know that she's chashud to be nishba ashakir, and Rava was mekabel that and was mapich the shvua asher kenegda. And then the Gemara brings down the ma'isa that Rav Papa and Rav Adar bar Matna, the ashtar was brought to them, and Rav Papa says yadana be ashtar paria. I know the ashtar is parua, and over there Rava did not believe him. And the Gemara asks why is he worse than Basav Chista? So he said Basav Chista. I know she's Naman. You, I don't know that you're Naman, and therefore he didn't believe him. And about it needs beer to understand what's the chilik that he trusted Basav Chisda more than Rav Papa. About Rav Papa had a cheskes kashus, he was a tzaddik. Why would he not believe Rav Papa? And Bechal, it's difficult to understand what is the getter and the namanus of Basav Chisda. You need to wait him over here, Pashas, for Mamanis. How could you just say, I trust Basav Chisda? Because Kimli Begave, how does that work when Bemakim, where you need to wait him? So as Gemalik is cited from Ramesha and Igris Maisha, Yerdei Chelik Aleph, Simon and Dalid, where he's mazbe like this. He's going on a Shiloh that happened. He says he was in Moskva, in Moscow, on Tafresh Sadi Dalid, and Shiloh came up. There were people that, from Yid and the Nebuch, their children were no longer from, and they're at their home, and they needed to eat, and the children would give them food and claim that it's kosher, but the question is, could they trust them? Could they trust their children, who were they themselves, not... Shemit Torah Mitzvahs, they would eat in the Veilus of Treifas. What right do they have to trust them? There's Lachar no din Eidechanam and Bisurim if they themselves are not Makben on Yisurim. And Ramesha came up with the Gemalik Heter based on the Sugi over here that they could trust them because he said that when you know somebody, be a dear brewer, you know that they're not going to be Machshul you. You know them, you've seen already a couple times that they're trustworthy and you know they're Tevin, you know they're not here to be Machshul you. And that goes beyond the Dinavei Nenechem Yisurim. That's mamish like your dear Beruah. It's like your Re'iyah. It's like you mamish see the Emes in front of you. And you could trust that even when there would not be a Dinavei Nenechem Yisurim, even though they might do their own Yisurim, but that is considered a Yadiyah Beruah, Yadiyah Mamish, and that you're able to trust. And he proved that from our Sugya, the fact that we see that Basav Chista was Naman, but Makam, we need to aid him. But Rav Papa was not Naman. So what's the chilik? About Rav Papa was on the same adrega of Basav Chista and even greater. But the pshat is, when it came to Rav Papa, that was just a cheskes kashus. It was known that he was a tzaddik. He knew he was a tzaddik. He knew that he wouldn't lie. So a cheskes kashus doesn't help for Mamanus. For that, you need to aid him. Even Moshe and Aaron are not going to be Naman. You need to aid him. Share him. Anything less than that, it's not going to work. But Basav Chista was more than a cheskes kashus. It was Yadana be Basav Chista that she's Nemanis. He knew for a fact. He knew her well enough to know that she wouldn't lie in such a thing. And that's considered mamash Yadiyah Batava. When it's a Yadiyah Batava, when it's something that you know clearly more than just a cheskes kashus, that's like you see a Beinayim, it's mamash like a Re'iyah and your own Yadiyah, and therefore she would be Neman. Mashenka by her papa, where it was only a chazak, and based upon that, he wanted to be makel that you could be Saimach. And Yerachanam b'Yisurim, even though the person does Yisurim, if you happen to know for a fact that this person cares about you, wouldn't be machshel you, that's considered like a Yadiyah Mamish, that's the Gemalik Yechidish that Ramesh takes out of the Sugya. Just want to end off with a kasha on the Iker Din over here, that we see that when it comes to Mamanis, this Din of Kimle would work, which means you could use an Umdana to be Maitzi Maman, if you know for sure it's true, you know B'Yadiyah, it's considered an Umdana, it can be Maitzi Maman, you don't need to weigh them. So the problem is, fact in the Sivis, that Im Kane, how are you... Why is there a din of eight nasa dayan? The lach is an eight can't become a dayan. So that's absurd. Eight doesn't become a dayan. Now, lachar, when eight becomes a dayan, ain lach umdan gedolah mizu. The dayan knows for sure. He saw it himself. So if an umdana works, even if Malcolm, you need to aid him, so then why could an eight not become a dayan? He has the greatest umdana in the world. It should be no different than Basav Chisda. Nevada should work. So it's lachar tzarchin. Lachar, you see from there that umdana does not work. And that's tzarchin from Basav Chisda. It does seem to work. So if anyone has a test that kasha, I'd love to hear.